So the final Mishnah has two parts, potentially two distinct parts, and maybe they're connected parts. The first part talks about Bikurim, that's the first fruits that you, the first of your ripened fruits that you bring from the Shivas Aminim to the Beis Hamikdash every year as a gift to the Kohanim. And the beginning of the second parak of Bikurim, it said that it compares the halachas of Bikurim, these first fruits, to Maaser Sheni and to Truma, and says in some ways it's like Truma, the regular gift to the Kohen, that the first that you take from all peros, all produce. And so, in some ways it's like Maaser Sheni, that's the second tithe you take, you bring to Jerusalem, and you eat in Jerusalem there. And in some ways Bikurim are like one, in some ways Bikurim like the other. So the Mishnah there in the second parak said that when it comes to the ownership of the Bikurim, that Bikurim are Nichse Kohen, their property that belongs to the Kohen, like Truma. So the Mishnah picks up explaining what that means exactly. And the unspoken Havamin the whole way through in the Mishnah in the first part is that when it comes, if it's like Maaser Sheni, perhaps it's limited in Maaser Sheni in some way. And Maaser Sheni, when you sell Maaser Sheni, you only can use it to the proceeds of the sale to purchase more foodstuff. So the whole Havamin is maybe that there's some kind of restriction about food or purchasing food directly or indirectly with your Bikurim. So the Mishnah says it's not true. You could buy land and avadim and unkosher animals, not a problem. And then it goes on to say you can even collect debt from it, unlike the case of Maaser Sheni. And then it says, add Sefer Torah to the list. And there's actually a Girsa issue, if it's and also Sefer Torah, or if it's Ka Sefer Torah. So if it's and Sefer Torah, means that, means the pshat is you can be just the same way if a person's a debtor, and or he has a ksuba out on him, according to the Mishnah learns like Rav Meir, that a woman can collect from a ksuba from Metalton, from movable property, while he's still alive. So the Mishnah says, just the same way a debtor or the wife can collect from the husband's estate, not just his real assets, but also his chattel, movable assets, including Bikurim, so too a Sefer Torah. So if it's Kusefer, so V'Sefer Torah means also, or Kusefer Torah, all possible, V'Sefer Torah means also that the wife or the debtors can collect the man's Sefer Torah. And if it's Kusefer Torah, so then it means that there's something about Bikurim like a Sefer Torah. One possible shot is that just like a Sefer Torah retains its Kedusha, when you sell it, of course, the money that there's some an issue of Kedusha with the money that you use to purchase Sefer Torah, but the Sefer Torah retains its full Kedusha, of course. So to Bikurim, the same thing. If you sell your Bikurim, the Kohen sells his Bikurim, so then the Bikurim retain their Kedusha, unlike Maaser Sheni, which when you sell it, the Kedusha moves on to coins. That's one shot of what it means to be Sefer Torah. Okay. Then the second part of the Mishnah talks about to whom you can give the Bikurim. And there's actually a Girsa issue if it's Reb Yehuda or V'Reb Yehuda. Of course, if there's a Vav, then it makes him be ostensibly being Cholak of the Tanakama. And that's the Girsa of the Rav, and that's what we're going to learn tonight. That there's a second, even a third Shita arguing with the first, that talking about to whom and what to whom you can give your Bikurim. According to Reb Yehuda, we'll see that he restricts it very much. The issue when it comes to gifts to Kohanim that have Kedusha, that have to be kept in Tahara, there are two categories of those kind of gifts. Some are called Kodshei Gvul, which means things that have to stay, that can be eaten by Kohanim anywhere in Eretz Israel, the Gvul being the borders of Israel. That, for example, would be Truma or Truma's Meiser or Chala. And they're relatively lenient. You can eat it anywhere you want, but since you can eat anywhere you want, if you're a Kohen, then there are strictures on which Kohanim you can give it to. The din is if it's Kodshei Gvul, like Truma, so we learned previously that you can't give it to a Kohen unless you're sure he's a Chaver. A Chaver is someone who's taken a formal commitment to eat all their food, but Tahara, even the Chulin, even the non-Truma stuff. So the other category of sanctified things that can go to a Kohen is called Kodshei Mikdash, which means sanctified things of the Beis Hamikdash. So those are things like, for example, you know, Zvachim and Menachos, things that are used in temple services, that part of them goes in the Mizbeach, the part of an Avoda. And in some ways they're strict, of course, because they're eaten only in the Azara or in Yerushalayim, depending on what it is. But they're lenient in that you can give it to any Kohen you want. Well, excuse me, it's divided amongst all the Kohanim equally, regardless of whether or not they're Ma'aretz or a Chaver, because they take it seriously, since it was part of an avoda and it's sacrificial, they're nervous and they're careful, so then everyone gets an equal portion. So the machlokas here, the stands between the Rebbe Yehuda and the Chachamim, the second part of the Mishnah, what the status of Bikurim is. Because on the one hand, Bikurim is restricted to be eaten in Jerusalem, but on the other hand, it's not Kodshei Gvul per se, but on the other hand, Bikurim only, it's not actually used on Mizbech. It doesn't go as an, it's similar to a korban in that it has, there's a shir that the Levim sing, and there's a tenufa, there's a waving, and it goes near the Mizbech, but not on Mizbech proper. So the question is, will the Kohanim be careful, like it's regular sacrificial meat, and so, to be careful that it stays tahor, and therefore you give it to anybody, or no, it has to be, it goes to all of them equally, or no, you have to give a dafka to a Kohen who's a chaver. So that's those issues outside. So inside it says, Mishir Beis, Lama Amru Habikurim Knichse Kohen. How do they say that the Bikurim are like Nichse Kohen? Shu Konam Ahem Avadim for Kakos. A Kohen can use the, once he has Bikurim, he can use the, to purchase with it, to barter with it, I guess, slaves and land. Ubehema Tameh, and even non kosher animals, because it's unlike Maitzer Sheni, you don't have to eat it. Ubalchov Notin Bechovo, and a Balchov, a creditor, can collect from this debtor, the Kohen, he can collect his Bikurim as a asset he collects. Ve'isha b'ksubasa, and a woman can collect her ksuba. A woman can collect her ksuba. This mission is going like Rav Meir, who holds that a woman can collect her ksuba from the movable property, the chattel, the metaltlin of a Kohen. So it says, Bikurim are as nechasim in all intents and purposes, like that. Even if you're not buying anything, you're just collecting a debt, it's still okay. And then it says, Kasefer Torah. It's like a Sefer Torah. The Girsa here is a Kasefer Torah. The proper Girsa, according to many, is the Sefer Torah. Like I said before, either it means she can collect from a Sefer Torah also, and the debtor could, or perhaps it's Kasefer Torah. It has similarities to Sefer Torah. One similarity would be that it retains its Kedusha. There are other Pshatim also. That's the first part of the mission. Now it says, Virab Yehuda. So we'll learn like that Girsa, like the Rav. And Rabbi Yehuda says, A nos nosam el lechaver betova. You can only give it to a Kohen chaver, a Kohen who commits to keeping tahara, and it's given betova. So the bartender learns, since he's learning that it's he's cholik with the Tanakama, he holds it can't be given or sold at all. Only given as an adav, as a gift, as a chesed, as a kindness to the other Kohen. There's no, you can't make profit from it at all. That's how the bartender learns. Others learn betova means that it's a reference to when you can choose to which Kohen you give it to, and it's given to him, you have the Tovas Hana, you can choose to whom you're giving it, so therefore the Kohen owes you like a debt of Tova, debt of gratitude. So it's given Batova, that's the sense. The point is, since Rabbi Yehuda is now holding that it's considered to be this, it's comparable to Kachi Agvul, so therefore you can choose which Kohen you're giving it to, as long as he's a Chaver, and he has to eat a Batara. And the Chum disagree, the Chum Omrim, Nos Nosam, you can give them La'anshe Mishmar, give them just to the base of Middash, and they go, when you come in there, they go to the men of the Mishmar, the Kohanim divided 24 different groups, whoever's on duty that day, assuming on the regalim when people came off and all the Kohanim were in session, but whatever it was, the people, the Kohanim that are working at the time, they can divide it up, Vehem, Mechalkin, Beneim, Kekachi, Amikdash, they divide it amongst themselves all equally, everyone gets an equal portion, whether they're an Amaretz or a Chavar, it doesn't matter, like any other Kachi Amikdash, because it's really like Kachi Amikdash, the Chum hold, the Kohanim would be careful, because it's used in this like quasi-temple service. It's like a temple service, so they'll be careful, and therefore there's no restrictions on who can get it. They all get it equally, and the halacha is like the chachamim.